And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for September 1985. Well, it's time now to take a look at the Domestic DX Digest program, which is edited by Dave Schmidt on Newcastle, Delaware. And with that, here's that smiling southerner from Detroit, Michigan, Mr. Bob Walker. Bob?
Thank you, Fred, and hello, everybody. Welcome to Domestic DX Digest here on the DX Audio Service. Quite a few items this month on the Digest, so let's get to them. Quite a few special items, especially. A 900 WDVT in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, has taken the place of WFLN-AM as of 0600 on August the 5th, featuring a talk format, Mutual News on the Hour, Delaware Valley Talk. WFLN is now only available on FM. Also on 900, WOTW in Nashua, New Hampshire. As of July the 1st, the station went silent. 1010 KKGZ, Brush, Colorado, was noted with new calls. They're the old KCMP. They're still country and western, however. 1170 KFSC in Windsor, Colorado, was noted with their new calls. XKSGR, they're running a Spanish-Mexican format. 1210 WBIU in Denham Springs, Louisiana, noted on June the 29th at 2100 hours local time with country and western music, a Bayou 1210 ID. They're the old WLBI, and this is a frequency change as well, moving from 1220 kilohertz. 1240 CJNH in Bancroft, Ontario, confirmed that this station is now on the air as of June 11th. 1360 WWNK AM in Cincinnati. They're the old WSAI, and they just went to these new calls on August the 20th. Their new format is Rock and Oldies, and they'll be simulcasting with their FM, WWNK FM, as well. 1390 WRIG in Schofield, Warsaw, Wisconsin. They were noted with TalkNet and Big Red Stereo 1390 IDs. They're moved from 1400 kilohertz. Also on 1390 KJJZ in Denver, Colorado. The station is now silent. On 1510 WRUA in Monroeville, Pennsylvania, per a telephone conversation, the station is now back on the air. 1570 CKLM in Montreal, Quebec. As of July 9th, the station went bankrupt. The staff was working for 1 month with no pay to keep the station on the air and to find a buyer. 1580 WNZT in Columbus, Pennsylvania, caught the end of their sign-off on July the 5th here with through CBJ with noise. They're the OWHEX. And finally, 1590 in the special column, WQIQ in Chester Aston, Pennsylvania. Their schedule is unusual from 5 until midnight, 5 a.m. that is, until midnight, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thursdays, they're on the air from 5 until 1 a.m. And they're all night, Sunday morning, till 0400. Monday morning, running night sounds on Sunday morning, and a pay show for a broadcasting school on Monday morning. Now to some DX, and again, what little there is during the summer months, at least. Some interesting items from the all-night side. On 710, WOR in New York was noted off the air on July the 1st, with some test tones being heard. 760, WJR in Detroit was noted off the air on June the 29th, again with test tones, both of those by John Malicki in Pittsburgh. On 1000, WTAK in Huntsville, Alabama, was noted strong with oldies and many repeated IDs for their equipment test. That was being heard from 0155 until 0244, again by John Malicki in Pittsburgh. WJLY, Braddock, Pennsylvania, on June the 10th, 0200 until 0300, an equipment test with rock music and AM 1550 IDs. And that does it this month here on Domestic DX Digest. Next month, we'll take another look at some domestic DX that you've been hearing, as well as some international DX. So be with us here on the DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, Bob, and Bob will be back next month with more of the domestic and international DX Digest. Just because FM service has been getting a lot of press lately as a result of Docket 8090, you shouldn't think that AM service is being ignored by the FCC. In May, the Commission took a significant step aimed at increasing the availability of nighttime service on certain AM channels. In opening the door for new nighttime operation on certain foreign clear frequencies, the Commission is again holding out the possibility of increasing opportunities for the previously beleaguered daytime-only AM licensee. Further, the FCC has designed an implementation system which, while not necessarily perfect, is certainly aimed at making the licensee's life a little easier. Under international agreement, 14 AM channels have been designated as clear channels reserved for primary use by Canada, Mexico, or the Bahamas. The Canadian clear channels are 540, 690, 740, 860, 990, 1010, and 1580 kHz. The Mexican clears are 540, 730, 800, 900, 1050, 1220, and 1570 kHz. The sole Bahamian clear channel is 1540 kHz.
It's time now for a DX Audio Service travelogue. Hello, I'm John Bowker. Back at the Christmas season of 1982, my wife and I drove from our home near Trenton, New Jersey, to visit with our eldest son who lives in the Chicago area. And as we drove across the entire state of Pennsylvania, and then Ohio, and then Indiana, we had a tape recorder connected to the car radio. And for no particular reason, we simply, every hour on the hour, let the tape run. And what I'm going to play you here is simply a brief nostalgic log of the stations that one might listen to as you go across those three states. As a matter of fact, let's pick up the trip as we are in Pittsburgh and going across the Ohio Turnpike and then the Indiana Toll Road and back. The tape starts on December 24th, 1982, and ends on December 30th, 1982, as we have made the return trip as far as the middle of Pennsylvania. Please join us now. As a matter of fact, you can ride up front.
Your Christmas Wish Station, 1250 WTAE, Pittsburgh. It's 7 o'clock.
Good evening. This is Ron Reininger with WTAE News Headlines on the Hour.
Season greetings from WFUN Ashtabula. It's 11 o'clock.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Sullivan, and this is 97 News.
We're in touch with you at Radio 1000 WSUM Parma.
The Browns!
This is WKAM WZOW, Goshen Radio. It's 4 o'clock and 40 degrees. And now the news via satellite.
This is WRIN Rensselaer.
NBC News at 11 a.m.
Coming up to 1 o'clock in South Bend. News is next.
WSBT.
You're tuned to WONW, Defiance, Ohio.
1520. WBOI. Toledo.
WWWE Cleveland, a service of the Gannett Broadcasting Group. It's 5 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Marlene Sanders.
Magic Radio, WGBU AM Farrell, WNGZ FM Sharpsville.
This is WKST Newcastle, the voice of Lawrence County.
This is WRRO Warren, Ohio. It's 2 o'clock. News is next.
4 o'clock, and this is WMAJ State College, a good place to be.
NBC News. This is John.
Lion Country Radio.
WRSC State College.
So that was a very brief revisit of our trip just 3 years ago at the Christmas season. Now, there were several IDs that we actually didn't include in that brief little travelogue, one of which I would like to make a quiz out of for you right now. What you're about to hear is the ID of a station where they do not give the name of the town, just the call letters. And the question is, if this station were coming in as loudly as it is here, obviously, what would be the call letters of the station at 1500 on the dial? Listen.
Warm. Skies are clear. Our barometric pressure 30.38. We have 5 degrees below zero here at WNWI. That's going to be our overnight low. Yesterday's high, 22. For WNWI News, I'm John Bartholomew.
Come. Okay, you're catching on? You heard the call sign, WNWI. I wonder where that is. And if we knew, perhaps we'd know the call letters of the station in the same town at 1500 on the dial. Can you guess? Well, we'll give you one more clue just in case your knowledge of 1500 operations is better than your knowledge of where WNWI is. Now, no fair looking this up in any books. Heck, I can do that. We'll give you the jingle from the station. Again, they don't identify where the city is.
Northwest Indiana's music is something special. WNWI.
In the next edition of the DX Audio Service, we'll answer the question we're leaving with you at this point. We'd also like to know if you're finding the travelogue or the quiz of any interest and enjoyment. We've had a lot of fun putting it together for you. I'm John Bowker for the DX Audio Service.
Thanks very much, John. And you have to admit, for him to drive that far in that little time, he must have been trucking along. Anyways, I'd like to turn over to the Muse section of the audio service. We talked recently with Ron Clark, who is a subscriber to the audio service and lives in Gannett, Pennsylvania. And Ron asked me a couple questions about two frequencies that he's heard some interesting things on. And, I just couldn't answer his questions, so I did the next best thing and picked up the telephone and called Jerry Starr. Jerry, how you doing?
Just fine. Okay, Ron Clark asked me a question that maybe you can answer. He's heard two stations, which he doesn't really know what the call signs are. The first station, he believes, is in Memphis, and it's on 1030. You wouldn't happen to know what that station is, do you?
There's a station in Memphis on 1030 with the call WXSS. They are 50,000 watts daytime, 10,000 watts night, and they are directional night only. They run basically a black-oriented format.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting to note that the FCC managed to sandwich two high-power stations in Tennessee on 1030. There is also one in White Bluff, Tennessee, WBDX, which is suburban Nashville, which also operates 10,000 watts non-directional during the daytime, too. So 1030 is a little congested down in Tennessee.
Okay. Also, another one which he inquired about was 870. And he thought this was in Pennsylvania, but I believe we found that to be in Niles, Ohio.
If anyone is hearing an unmodulated carrier on 870 anywhere in this part of the country, that is WNIO in Niles, Ohio. They're licensed to 1540, but at the moment they're doing what's called site testing. In other words, they're looking toward moving possibly to 870. They're running a kilowatt transmitter on that frequency, which is diplexed into the center tower of their three-tower directional system. And they are running that during the daytime and, of course, going out along radials from the station, making conductivity measurements to see if the frequency will fit in Niles, Ohio. The only audio you will hear on it is an experimental call, which is given on the hour.
Okay, and as far as when they do switch over to 870, that would, of course, then leave 1540 blank.
Certainly would, and chances are probably somebody will be jumping in that when they leave, if they leave. Of course, site testing doesn't necessarily mean that they are going. They're just examining the possibility of making that frequency work. It might not.
Now, of course, if they do leave 1540, that'll leave you a good shot for WPTR in Albany, right?
Yeah, I have a real hard time hearing that here in Ohio.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jerry.
Sure enough.
Well, we got to the bottom of things there, Ron, with your station on 870 and also on 1030. I'd like to thank Jerry Starr for providing that information to us, a very short notice there, just by giving him a call on the telephone. By the way, Ron sent in some interesting IDs, which I'd like to share with all of you here at the audio service. And Ron recorded most of these at his home in Pennsylvania, and hope you find these of interest.
You're tuned to WHYW in Braddock. It's 9 o'clock.
This is Christian Religious Broadcasting with Jubilee Gospel Sounds over WHYW 1550 AM Braddock.
It's 7:30 at WEUP, Huntsville, Alabama.
In our 32nd year, your power service station, AM 1260, WNOO 7 West. We know who you are.
This is radio station KAAY in Little Rock, Arkansas, and if the FM is still with us, if we're still in the simulcast mode, I will ID the station as KLPQ-FM, and this is Ron Castile.
I'm Cheryl Hickman, WWL News Radio 87, Friday, December 24th, 1982.
I'm Robin Quivers, WNBC, New York.
At 1510 on your dial, this is WLAC, Nashville, Tennessee's first and foremost news talk radio station.
Like a WKEG, Washington.
On News Talk Radio, 81 KCMO, Kansas City.
Right now we have 58 very pleasant degrees right here at WNOEAM.
Leader. KRLD, Dallas. The entertainment you want, the information you need. This is WBT, Charlotte.
WCPC, Houston.
CKLW, Scott Miller with it.
This is the Music of Your Life station in Pittsburgh, 1320 AM, WJAS. It's 6:15.
This is WTKN Pittsburgh, Talk Radio 970.
WTKN, WWSW, Pittsburgh.
There's a lot to discover here on Radio 76. You're listening to WJR Detroit, the great voice of the Great Lakes.
Service to the tri-state area since 1958. This is WFRV and WFRV-FM Stereo Frostburg. It's now 12 noon.
One of America's great stations, WWDA Wheeling, a Columbia Pictures Industries radio station.
On the news leader in Northeast Ohio, WKBN Youngstown.
We're Westmoreland County's only 24-hour stations, WHJB-AM and WOKU-FM Greensburg.
820 WBAP Fort Worth, Dallas. At the tone, it'll be 6 o'clock.
Hi, Sonny Melendrez. Here's an artist that everybody in the family can enjoy. Mom, Dad, Junior, and Sis. Even Uncle Roy enjoys Eddie Rabbit on KFI.
You're listening to Your Roots on Radio 16, KATZ, St. Louis. At the dawn.
And Ron explains a little bit about this next segment.
I lived in Arkansas for, my wife and I did, for 8 months. So the trip we actually started home was from Memphis, Tennessee, back to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but we stopped off in Philadelphia and a few other, came through Washington, D.C. We took a roundabout way home with Debbie's mother and dad, that's my wife, drove us from Little Rock, Arkansas, back to Pittsburgh. So these are IDs I recorded while in a car on a cheap, inexpensive ghetto box. So here goes with my vacation, starting with Memphis, Tennessee. And I'll edit out the stations, the black stations that I didn't go through their town but were audible in the car so that you just have the loud ones. So I hope you enjoyed some of the stuff I have so far, and I hope the quality is reasonably good.
WHBQ, Memphis, the South's number one music station.
This is Sherman Austin. WLOK, Memphis, the great entertainer.
WDIA says a lot for Memphis.
and the Mid-South.
From number one in Memphis in the Mid-South, WDIA.
Troubadour Craft.
K-C-A-T-E is Dino Bike.
Minutes before 3 o'clock at WBAD.
Greenville, Mississippi.
A super Saturday afternoon with Jay.
The values are...
This is WESY in Leland, Mississippi.
And WELC, way down in Belzona, Mississippi.
WORL, Orlando, the Black Explosion.
It's 6:01, and this is Steve Plaster at the Big Game, WAPE Jacksonville. For your knowledge of rock and roll,
Ron, I'd like to thank you very much for that muse and also for sharing some of those IDs with us here on the audio service. I guess a good question to put to membership is, how many of those stations have you heard? I can honestly say there's about 25% of those that I've never heard in 15 years of DX, so I guess I better get on the ball. Getting into some news and information, what format is the most popular? Country music is the most widely programmed format on commercial radio stations, followed by adult contemporary, and that's according to the New York-based Radio Information Center, which tracks format additions and changes on a regular basis from over 8,000 stations in its files. The following is a list, which includes 140 stations in the U.S., Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and Guam. Country tops the list with 2,346, followed by adult contemporary and soft music with 1,940, MOR nostalgia with 964, rock and contemporary hit radio with 855, religious broadcasters with 499, easy listening with 437, variety with 252, album-oriented rock with 237, black music with 174, oldies with 168, Spanish 154, news talk 148, urban contemporary 91, all news 47, classical 46, ethnic 30, jazz 15. And that's some of the popular formats on radio. Now let's see how many different formats that they didn't list.
Stations that are using the Harris AM stereo system are deferring the change to CQAM. Only one station broadcasting with the Harris M stereo system, KSO in Des Moines, has decided to take advantage of the company's modification kit that will convert its Harris system over to a Motorola CQAM. Meanwhile, other Harris stations said that they are considering keeping their Harris systems intact. Harris announced earlier this year that it would send its AM stereo customers a free conversion kit by midsummer. Production and paperwork have slowed that process, but some stations have received the kits, according to Harris. As the modification kits slowly reach the stations, some Harris stereo customers are expressing dismay that the overall conversion will cost stations both time and money. Although the conversion deal does include a free kit, it also requires a costly monitor change. A station has the option of modifying their Harris monitors at a cost of $950 or buying new CQAM monitors at a cost of about $5,000. KPRE Paris, Texas owner Gene Sudoff said this jury is still out on whether his station will convert to CQAM. He added that he is not unhappy with Harris transmissions received on CQAM receivers. KDAY, Los Angeles, California, Chief Engineer Andy Laird agreed with Sudoff that the Harris transmissions sound as good as CQAM transmissions. According to Chris Payne, 293 stations worldwide, 223 of which are in the United States, now broadcast with the CQAM system. Also, although Sony has touted the introduction of a new multi-system IC for AM stereo receivers, no receiver manufacturer has announced plans to incorporate the chip.
There's more talk, less music at KGIL. KGIL Radio at 1260 AM cut back the music this week and replaced it with talk. The reason? Unprecedented response to its evening satellite-fed TalkNet program, said station manager Richard F. McGarry. Live broadcasts by nighttime personalities Bruce Williams from 6 until 8 p.m. and Sally Jessiel Raphael from 8 until 11 p.m. are being repeated in late night and daytime. Williams, who tackles financial issues, is in repeats from 11 p.m. until 2 a.m. and 5 till 6 a.m. And Raphael, a mother of three, dispenses personal advice from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Surviving the changes were Sweet Dick Whittington at 6 a.m. weekdays and Kate McEardy from 1 until 6 p.m. daily and 6 until 11 a.m. on Saturday. Bill Berry, Johnny Darren, and Chuck Cecil continue on the weekends, too. Mike Lundy gave up his air shift but continues as program and operations director. Tom Brown has left the station. Also in news on the West Coast, KKAR 540 AM, the station touted as the next all-news outlet in Southern California, missed its target on-the-air date in May, but won't debut until sometime next fall. Problems with zoning ordinances were cited in an announcement by Saul Levin, owner of KKAR, and the successful jazz outlet KKGO-FM. Construction delays prompted others, however, to suspect lack of money. The all-news concept has also been discarded in favor of a big band's format. In the passing parade, Gene Hughes Williams, whose call of Hey Culligan Man dominated radio ads for nearly 30 years, has died of cancer at the age of 70. She and her former husband, Dallas Williams, created the Culligan commercials, which began in 1958 on KMPC Radio at 710 on the dial.
Now let's take a look at some sports networks information here on the DX Audio Service. Just four items to pass on to you. First off, some baseball items, as we're still not out of baseball season yet. The Chicago White Sox of the American League can be heard on flagship 670 WMAQ in Chicago. Lauren Brown and Del Crandall are the announcers there. And the 1984 World Champion Detroit Tigers can be heard on the flagship The Great Voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR in Detroit, with Ernie Harwell and Paul Carey manning the microphones. Two notes on NFL football for you as well. The Cincinnati Bengals can be heard on the flagship WKRC 550 in Cincinnati, and the Detroit Lions can be heard on WJR again in Detroit on 760. Now, during the times of the year that the conflict is there between the Tigers and the Lions, the Lions game moved to 11:30 WCXI, also in Detroit. That's Sports Networks, this time on the DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, Bob. I'd like to thank Bob as well as Phil and Jerry and John for helping me out with this edition of the DX Audio Service. Before we go, I'd like to remind you that whenever you're sending dues, or perhaps if you're looking for back issues of the audio service, be sure to send them right to the National Radio Club headquarters. Send them to Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R. He's the editor in charge of DX News Magazine, which is the National Radio Club's magazine. His address is Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. Or you can call him at area code 608-423-4159. Well, to wrap up this edition of the DX Audio Service, I leave you with some memories. See you next month on the Audio Service.
This is the ever-new WTOD Radio in Toledo, Ohio, concluding another day of broadcasting. WTOD invites you to join our sister station, WTOD-FM, at 99.9 megacycles for more of Toledo's most exciting radio sound until midnight tonight. Until tomorrow morning from WTOD-AM in Toledo, a pleasant good evening.
Good night, cha-cha-cha.